Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio. It's a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Hi.
Welcome. Nice to have you here. So you have been talking a bit amongst yourselves at the center about research, and particularly research surrounding agriculture, right?
Right. The next big project that we're going to be working on is agriculture policy. And so we got together a bunch of people yesterday, including some top ag and applied economics people from the University of Minnesota. And we just had a mostly day-long discussion of what are the important issues in agriculture policy that we really need to look at today.
And those were?
Those were. Well, we talked about land use policy. We talked about water policy. Those are some really top issues. Tax issues. Barriers to entry for people who want to get into farming. It's so expensive now to get the land with the land values. The regulatory process creates all sorts of issues, so we talked about that. Workforce was a really interesting topic. You know, we were just looking at numbers today about the number of people actually working on farms and how that's just declining, even as the farms are getting bigger. And so the question is then, who's going to actually be working on the farms? But then when we got it all boiled down, the two of the issues that we thought were really interesting in particular were the 2007 Ag Census. That's the big census of agriculture that they do every 5 years. That's going to be coming out at the beginning of next year. And what we're going to do is we're going to be going through that, analyzing it, finding some of the top trends that we think are the most significant that we want to look at, and then do some real in-depth research on those trends. The Ag Census just has reams of information in it on everything, and on farm size, who's employed in farming, you know, how many farmers work off the farm, crop statistics, livestock statistics. So there's going to be all sorts of information there. And then another interesting thing that one of the people brought up at the meeting was the issue of land values and what will happen to them in the future. What he was thinking in particular was the idea that as landowners age and eventually die, their land will be going to their kids who don't necessarily live on the farm, and they will be facing taxes, various inheritance taxes and property taxes. And what happens if they are forced to sell the property to pay those taxes? And if we have a whole generation of baby boomers dying, you know, not necessarily all at the same time, but fairly close together.
Right. It would be obviously a glut of available land.
Exactly.
Which doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it might drive down the value, and that might be disastrous.
Yeah.
So when might we see some of these journals, these articles coming out?
Yeah, well, the Ag Census one won't be until next spring, of course, but the spring 2009 Rural Minnesota Journal will be all agriculture. And so a lot of the topics I mentioned earlier will show up as articles in there.
Well, you look forward to it. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.